From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our program. Today we hope to progress a little further in our study of John chapter 4 and the conversation between Christ and the Samaritan woman. Today's topic is entitled, Battling the Blindness of the Human Heart. Verses 10 to 14 will be the focus of our attention. Our hymn this morning is A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and it's sung for us by the SMS Singers of South Carolina. But before I play that hymn, just let me tell you something about tonight's program at 9 o'clock. I will be featuring a new sermon entitled, When God's Law is Outlawed. What then? There have always been occasions when Christians have had to decide between obeying God's law or man's law. Such times are coming again upon the world as governments cast aside the Bible and invent new laws. We are offering free copies of this sermon tape to anyone who contacts me. We will also be continuing our Bible study entitled Concern for the Unconcerned, a challenging of Christians regarding their witnessing for Christ. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with me. But back to this morning, here's that hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Then we'll turn to John chapter 4, the verses 10 to 14.
Thank you.
turning to John chapter 4, and we're concentrating upon the verses 10 to 14. What a privilege it is to be allowed to listen to the conversation between Christ and this woman. In this conversation, he never once refers to church going or religious activities. Rather, he turns the conversation to the real issue of life, eternal salvation, the gift of God, and living water. Here are the subjects the Lord Jesus would have this woman think about. It is about such matters that the Savior would have you think today. Let's learn then from these verses, first of all, the ignorance of the woman concerning the person of Christ. She did not know who it was she was speaking to. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink. The blindness of the human heart to the Lord is a truth central to the Bible. This ignorance is nowhere better demonstrated than in the reaction of that generation to whom Christ came. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. Even after 3 years, in which the Savior healed innumerable sick people, giving sight to the blind, speech to the dumb, cleansing lepers, giving strength to the paralyzed, many still did not know who he was. He even raised the dead, and by many other miracles indicated that he was the Son of God. And yet, the people didn't know him. Recall some of the words of Peter to the multitude in Jerusalem who gathered when he healed the lame man at the gates of the temple. Ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And now, brethren, I wot, or I know, that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. Acts chapter 3, in the verses 14 to 17. Does this not show the blindness of the human heart to the things of God? This is a blindness that no head knowledge can take away. We may be catechized and instructed from the Bible, but we will remain in darkness until, by the power and grace of God, the eyes of our understanding are opened. The Israelite nation was the only nation among all the nations of the world that had been instructed for centuries by the prophets regarding the coming of the Messiah, yet they did not know him when he came. This same ignorance afflicts the whole human race. It certainly afflicted this woman, even as it afflicted Nicodemus, the Jewish ruler, whom we met in our study of the last chapter, chapter 3 of John's Gospel. When the Savior said to him, "Ye must be born again," he was at a loss to know what the Savior was talking about. "How can these things be?" he said. John chapter 3, verse 9. The same ignorance afflicts us all. Yes, all of us. Today, we are blind by nature concerning spiritual things. Then, secondly, notice that it's difficult to turn the human mind to dwell upon spiritual matters. See how this woman responds to the Savior's words. "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?" Christ was speaking of the gift of God and living water. But the woman was still thinking at a level of earthly things. She was thinking in terms of the well that was before her, and the reference to living water, therefore, was a puzzle to her. This puzzlement will be seen again and again amongst those to whom Christ spoke. When he speaks of bread from heaven, It's literal bread that his listeners think of. Later in this very chapter, when the Saviour says, I have meat to eat that ye know not of, verse 32, it is literal meat that the disciples think about. The natural heart of us all will always try to put a material and earthly sense upon all expressions of spiritual truth. The Saviour would have this woman think upon the spiritual water of life, but she cannot rise above the earthly and material water in the well that was before her. The Saviour does not give up, but presents to her again the spiritual water of which he would have all sinners to drink. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Verses 13 and 14. The Saviour does not respond to the woman's questions, but presses on with his holy objective of elevating her thoughts to eternal matters. He draws attention to the limitation of earthly water. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Is this not true of all of life's experiences? This woman would labor hard to draw the water up out of the well. It was about 100 foot deep and so required a lot of hard labor to lift it up. Mankind still labors for that which satisfieth not. Man wastes his time, energy, and money on that which gives but a fleeting satisfaction. Christ would have men learn of the emptiness of this world's pleasures. This is what he's saying to this woman. This water, for which you labor hard, will not take away your thirst. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Verse 14. Christ offers to sinners, through the gospel, that which will meet their spiritual and eternal needs. He will put a spring well of life and joy and peace where there is now nothing but a gnawing, vexing thirst, which cannot be quenched by our very best effort. Dear friends, Christ holds out the water of life and urges upon you to drink of it. He offers it freely to you today. May you, by faith, drink of that water and be saved. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with me again, please, around God's Word. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.